Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene and Pearl and the guy eternally condemned to parentheses. That's me, Danny. How's everyone?
Good. Well, I could say good, and I am good.
Don't fake it, Pearl.
But I'm not, no. I mean, it's, you know, as you guys follow along here with us and you follow our lives and... You knew I was so thrilled about my daughter Meadow having a baby real soon. Serene's 1 week behind her, so they're in their final few weeks here. And then my daughter-in-law Kahuru and my son Bowen, we were so excited they were pregnant, but they just lost their baby 2 days ago, and she was about 12 weeks. And so, you know, we celebrate life here, and we celebrated that pregnancy, but we mourn that life here too.
We do mourn.
So prayers for that. If you could just pray for my daughter-in-law Kahuru, because she was just beyond thrilled. And
I mean, she was cross-stitching for her baby, and she's like the most perfect little homemaker mother to be.
She was so thrilled, but you know, we don't know why these things happen, and God has a plan. But they buried their little baby under the tree, and we mourn that life. But she's just she's not in a dark place. She's mourning, but she's not in a dark place. She's just so grateful that she got to carry that life, and she's thanking God that she did.
And it's beautiful, you know, thinking about this side of it. You know, I've had miscarriages before, Pearl, you have too, and most people who have gone through childbearing years have had some miscarriages. But it's beautiful to think that this world is not really where it's all at. These are eternal souls, and it's an honor to conceive them, because you can think, oh, well, I wish I didn't have to go through the pain, you know, the pain of the loss. So, you know, if I hadn't even got pregnant with that child, then I wouldn't have had to lose, right? But no, we didn't lose, and it's the honor of conceiving eternal souls, and that's what it's all about.
I know, and, you know, that's what we called the baby B, because Barrett.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she just keeps saying, baby B brought us such joy, you know, but just a short time. But she believes it was a baby boy.
Yeah.
But, he brought us all joy, such joy.
I believe some babies are born for heaven.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a miscarriage once, and then conceived within that 10 months that I would have carried the baby.
Right.
So I feel like sometimes God and that baby that was for Earth, that was my cedar, I can't imagine our life without him. So I just know that God had one for heaven and one for Earth, and it's just like he's sovereign.
Mm.
So, but it doesn't mean we don't celebrate and mourn the one that we couldn't hold.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So I wasn't really going to say anything about that all today, but then I thought, well, that's weird, because we announced it here so happy, and then not saying anything is also
it's weird, because Pearl, I'm into you being and us being and Danny and all of us being just transparent here on the potty. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, and life is definitely real. Not this perfect little ride where every day is easy.
Yeah.
As we know with what you went through, Serene, with Arden and your son, and we all go through stuff, so you know, thank you all for your prayers for them.
Yeah.
But let's get on to we had something in mind today. Meadow, my daughter, who's about to have a baby, is our social media manager. So she does all the fan page posts. I hope you guys have liked our fan page. I know a lot of you on the groups.
I haven't.
No, yeah. Of course, sir.
I'm not very interested either. Sorry.
Hey, by the way, you haven't liked our. You have liked.
I mean,
our fan page.
I've clicked the like button.
Yes,
but
right.
In my heart, I you know.
You would do like to be fired again today?
I don't get a lot out of the fan page, and I just personally.
I just want people to understand, too, if we start laughing right after that introduction, we're not schizophrenic. Because even when you were at the hospital with them that night, you were laughing with them and then crying and then laughing.
Yeah,
because
we did.
In Jesus, there's no depression in our sorrow, right? There's a tenderness and there's that. But because we have...
There's still joy with the pain.
Right. There's still, because we know he's in control and we can trust him and he's a good father. So there's no depression. We can still laugh and then cry. And then laugh again. So, yeah.
But can I go back to Danny here? Because I knew you weren't done. Like getting refired today because like you don't get a lot out of the fan page. And I just said my precious daughter who's about to give birth posts on the fan page. There's testimonies there every day of lives changed. We post up really great recipes.
Charlie, help.
Here you are just saying I don't get much out of the fan page.
And number two, Danny, just so I can jump on this bandwagon.
You don't mess
with a woman who's going through stuff. Yeah. You know, Pearl's in her time of sadness here.
That's not the right time to talk about anything negative.
Not depression, sadness, but yeah, you just pile on misery.
You did two things really wrong today, Danny. First of all, you dissed a pregnant woman about to have a baby. I hope Meadow never hears this.
Wait,
secondly, you dissed
a pregnant woman about to have a baby?
And you dissed me.
Who dissed you?
No, you did.
Never.
Because you said you get nothing out of the fan page. Can I clarify?
He's probably just come from his wife who basically, I don't know, you know.
What?
Well, I'm just trying to say, you're being like a double bubble whammy on him. Oh, a husband has to deal with his wife's emotions.
Oh, he might have had a triple whammy. Okay.
You know what I mean? And now he's having to deal with yours.
Explain yourself, Danny, before.
I would love to explain myself. What I'm saying is I get so much out of the fan page. But, you know, some of the...
You're going downhill now.
No, just to clarify.
You be honest. You tell us how you really feel. Well, don't try and keep your job.
It is a lady place.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that what you're
That's
saying?
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Oh.
I don't mean I don't get anything. I mean, as a male...
As a male, you...
I'm on a woodworking website.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, it's not perfect.
He's wearing pink.
You're partially rehired.
Yeah.
I know, but look, there's a mauveness or a pinkness to that paisley shirt.
Do you notice that Serene's the one that comments on your outfits every party,
well,
not
because
me?
she's a fashionista.
Yeah, right.
Whether she'll admit it or not.
My crazy compression stockings.
You know what? She's a fashion rebel. I wouldn't call her fashionista. She's a fashion rebel.
Yeah, Franklin wouldn't own me. Franklin, Tennessee would not own me.
Well, they wouldn't, but you know what? You're a trendsetter. And Franklin isn't filled with trends. It's filled with copies.
Oh. Hey, there's a lot of Franklin people listening now. They want you to get fired now, too.
Oh, Danny, you cannot do
hey,
it
Hey, Franklin
right today.
People, Han Solo season is upon us. I'm sure. Have you seen the meme?
Wait, what?
I'm not a
Star Wars fan.
There's a picture. There's a picture of like 12 ladies with like jeans and tall brown leather boots.
Yeah.
Oh. Which is how Han Solo dresses.
Oh, that's funny. And look, I'm wearing jeans in the dark.
But that's
black
not.
Leather,
you don't look
Leslie,
solo.
What are you wearing? Are you wearing brown leather boots?
Who is Han Solo
boots?
Anyway?
He's a hero in the first Star Wars
films. Oh, Serene, don't
hey,
say.
I'm unplugged.
I've never watched Star Wars, but I know who
now
Han Solo
I'm
is.
Now I'm offended.
Listen.
You offended Danny.
20 years ago when I was pregnant with Arden, Sam took me to a Star Wars.
So you know who Han Solo is?
No. I fell asleep within 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the most boring. I don't do sci-fi. It just doesn't. Oh. It's not reality.
Okay,
and
but
I just...
Danny might have offended a few thousand, but you probably offended a couple hundred thousand right then when you said, who's Han Solo?
No. Star Wars is from the devil.
Oh, great.
I don't really believe that.
Lots of things are from the devil. And
do we really
no,
care?
No, that's not true. I don't have anything against it personally like that. It's boring. It's boring.
Hey, so should we get back to a topic? I was saying that Meadow put this post on the fan page saying, hey, give us questions for the potty. And we got literally hundreds and hundreds and we'll pick top three. So now that was a couple of months ago because we've had so many things, you know, ideas for the potty since then. So now we're getting to these. And I was just looking through them today, Serene. These questions are so good.
Mm.
I don't know how we're going to stick to three.
I hope they're good.
We're not on a timer today. So let's answer them as best we can. And then if we have time, the questions were so good, I'd like to do more.
Mm. Yeah, and
or save them more for another party.
There's literally hundreds, and you're right. They're great questions.
Fire away, Dan.
All right, so this one comes from Chrissy. How often should we really be eating desserts such as cakes, pies, ice creams, all the goodies. I want dessert after each meal. LOL.
Ouch.
I know fruit can also be used as a dessert also, so I could probably live with one a day, but I wanted to hear your thoughts.
It's a good question.
Yeah, such a good question. Just right off the bat, Pearl, I think you're going to be so like big pearly, big sister wise and answering it the best.
But I will
Just right off the bat, I feel like it's almost a mindset there, because it's almost like she has to have it as a cap off to every meal because of a mindset.
Well, that's part of food freedom for many of us, Serene.
No, no, I know that, but
Chrissy,
but it's almost,
talk to Chrissy.
Chrissy, I feel like it's almost like your meal isn't complete in your mind unless you've had that little sweet touch at the end.
Yeah, many of us are like that,
okay.
Serene.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But maybe you could tell yourself it's okay to finish savory sometimes.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't you have dessert, Serene?
I do, but you see, no, not all the time. But that's just my person. Actually, very rarely.
Yeah.
But that's just my personality. Because once I'm satisfied and full, then I'm, for me to have a dessert, I usually like to have it for my whole dinner.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like dessert would be your breakfast. Like let's say you make a super wonderful trim healthy cake.
Yes, I'd have a
with
slice
all your
for
purity
breakfast.
Stuff in. That is your meal.
That's my meal.
And then sometimes you'll have it for an afternoon snack. So you're eating dessert, but you're having it as one of your
treat myself.
Protein fixes.
It's food freedom. Like I have no
or you're having
boundaries,
it as a,
but I don't want to. My meal, to me, once I'm satisfied, why do I want, unless you want to do a halfy meal and then do a save that fuel for dessert. But that's kind of.
Well, I have a little different take on it. And I love your take, because I feel like, hey, maybe you can say to yourself, I don't need sweet after every meal, every single day. However, I do believe that desserts are part of the food freedom of Trim Healthy Mama. I feel though that people can really get in trouble when they do a full meal, like you're saying, and then a heavy dessert afterwards all the time. Like let's just say you have chicken, a rotisserie chicken at night, and you've got mashed cauliflower and you've got a salad with creamy dressing.
And
okay,
you've got cheese on the mashed cauliflower.
Yeah, you've got a good S meal. And then you go have a big piece of cheesecake, because this is food freedom and it's on plan and it's an S cheesecake. And you have a good slice and you maybe put some whipped cream on top of it. Fantastic if you want to do that
birthday,
occasionally.
And
it's not just Christmas, Serena. I think sometimes you can do that.
I agree. I'm just.
But I think if you're doing that every night, it's going to be problematic, because you already had your meal and now you're piling more heavy fats on there. Yeah. So I would say if you're a person that has to have that sweet afterwards, I think there's wonderful sweet things like the fat stripping frapper or the frisky, which is similar. And the frisky, you can do the smaller size or the half size of a fat stripping frapper.
The baby frap, yeah.
It's just so light and yet it's sweet and chocolatey. So any of the baby shakes in our new Trim Healthy Table Book, which is a half size, fantastic. What about like a cottage?
Do you remember one of our first Trim Healthy Mama people? And she lost, the only thing she changed, her weight was just doing fuel pool desserts instead of heavy desserts.
Whoa. Say that from the beginning.
You know,
who
the
was
wonderful
it?
Lady who sent us out the blend text years and years and years ago.
Oh,
the way she lost her weight, because she didn't have a lot of weight to lose. But the only thing she changed was instead of having heavy desserts after her meal, she just changed to having light desserts.
Yes.
And that's where it was for her.
Yes.
That was her answer.
Yeah. So if you're stalled out, heavy desserts after every dinner, you know, are going
to
be
problematic. Do you know what I like to do? Unless I'm really, really hungry, unless I saved room for that dessert. I think it's different if you save room. I just like a nice chai tea sweetened with stevia and just a little tablespoon of cream. So it's not even really like anything. It's just like that
what
sweet.
What about a hot chocolate trimmy? Things like
some,
that.
Some sweet warm finish, but without it being overly.
Yeah. Because I think there's food freedom and then there's abuse. I think that's what you're trying to say, Serene.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't want to say dessert's not a part of Trim Healthy Mama, Chrissy, because it certainly is. But I feel like these are the tips we're giving you. Sometimes your dessert is an afternoon snack or a breakfast rather than after a meal. Or if you're going to do them after a meal frequently, sure, sometimes they can be heavy. They can be cake or cheesecake, but lighten them up frequently.
So and lighten your portions up of your first meal. Like go for the one bowl of chili instead of two.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to have saving room for dessert.
Yeah. I hope that helped you, and I hope that
and
didn't feel like chains
we've got
and cage.
We've got to talk about that, because fruit doesn't always work, as you know, with the plan.
Yeah, but
certain berries do. They're kind of neutral, FP. But
if you're going to have an E fruit after an E dinner. Is that what you're saying, Chrissy? Like, okay, I just had an E dinner. Let's just say I had cowboy grub. Most of you know what that is from the cookbook. It's very popular. And then I'm going to have, you know, an orange.
Yeah.
But you already had a lot of E fuel in that. Unless you had like 20, 30 grams of E fuel rather than 45, don't put that piece of fruit at the end. It might be a bit hard on your blood sugar. Save that piece of fruit for your afternoon snack or as part of your E fuel for the meal. If you've already had enough E fuel, don't tack it on at the end on top.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Okay, Dan, number two.
Chrissy, hope that was rocking your world.
We love you, by the way, Chrissy. Don't feel any kind of like...
I don't feel any...
Dessert hatred on that part.
No dessert hatred.
There's no dessert hatred in this group.
Mm-mm.
I can sense it. All right, Rachel wants to talk to you.
Okay.
She says, can you clarify what, quote, ingredients trump numbers, end quote, means? There are a lot of debates about this in the Facebook group, and I'd like to hear Serene and Pearl's thoughts on it. I always assume that it applied to off-plan ingredients. Like if I'm eating a bar that has off-plan ingredients like dates, but it's still under 10 grams of carbs, so I'm calling it on plan. In that case, it wouldn't be because ingredients trump numbers.
I know what she's talking about.
People in the group are nitpicking over egg yolks in an E recipe, like one or two yolks in a multi-serve recipe. Would that make it a crossover? Or is it acceptable because it's a minuscule amount of fat per serving?
Yeah, we got it.
Can I start this one?
That's so great because you're like, we got it. And I'm sitting here like, none of this. This is like,
and if you're a newbie, this is freaking you out.
Pure Japanese.
If you're a newbie, like, I'm never going to start this plan because this is too complicated, but this is what I want to say, and that's why I picked this question.
Yeah, okay. I love this question, Pearl. So after you, I'm diving.
It's
not
so incredible.
Complicated.
Nope.
Because this is all unique to you. Do you know that with Trim Healthy Mama, you're the boss? Meaning that we wrote some guidelines. Serene and I, but even Serene and I do this plan differently. Some things that I say I do for myself, and this is the way I'm at. Serene's like, nah, Pearl, that's not how I do it.
Yeah.
So when we wrote ingredients trump numbers, we basically meant you can cut a Snickers bar right into tiny pieces, and then say I'm on plan. Look at my tiny piece of Snickers; it's a fuel pull.
Right.
We're saying no, that's crazy. You're going to come with a white suit and lock you up soon because a Snickers bar will never be on plan.
Yeah, and the other side of it, ingredients trump numbers because we like you to look at your fuel as food, not numbers too.
That's the other side of it.
That's the other side, you know, because a lot of people are like, well, they get so confused because they're doing the count.
Yeah.
But really, we want you to see it as food.
Yeah, we didn't even start this plan with numbers.
No, not at all.
And so then we reluctantly had to give them. Like people kept saying, but how many carbs in an S meal? And we're like, we don't know. Okay, let's go have a look. I mean, where would we cut it off? About 10 grams? Okay, well, we did that. Our plan was started just on looking at what fuels match each other, what foods match each other.
What harmonizes.
And that's why we said ingredients trump numbers.
Yes. But then it gets to the point with food freedom. Like when you're not dealing with something as powerfully bad as a Snickers bar, maybe it's like a 85% dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got an ingredient, sugar.
Very small amount, but yeah.
But it's a very, very small amount. Or you've got like smoked salmon and there's brown sugar in the smoking glaze or whatever. But it's such a small amount that it's not even registering like 2-3 grams.
Yeah.
Per serving. So it's not like, so there are times when you can look at the numbers just for sanity.
Yeah.
I'm not going to not eat 85% chocolate just because of the very small, minuscule amount.
And it's livability too. This plan is not stringent and it's not chains. So
let's talk about the egg yolk in the meal. Okay, so we usually just say keep whole eggs for S meals, keep whites for E's. However, if you know that you've made a particular dish and you haven't added any extra coconut oil or any extra fat, and you know that you've got 3 egg yolks in there for so many people, hey, more power to you. I do that all the time.
And if you know that, you're mature in the plan, so you understand that. For us to go to a newbie right now, if you're a newbie, and we say, you know, egg yolks are for S, egg whites are for E, right?
So but then easy,
But then when we say, but sometimes you can use egg whites if it's under this amount and it's numbers, that's going to confuse them.
It's like teaching a child phonics and saying, you know, O-W says
owl, or it says tomorrow, but sometimes it says owl like in cow.
Yes.
it's just,
you just give them one. You just give them one rule.
We give them
and
one rule.
And then you disobey the rules later.
So what we're saying is when you start, don't even worry about it all. When you mature in the plan and you figure out, well, this can actually work like that, go you. That's your power. Like, that's you being unique to the plan.
I got brought some, you know, we know that honey is a biblical sweetener and we know it's so fantastic. The raw honey, you know, so full of enzymes and therapeutic medicinal value, and it's so great for just allergies and everything. But we know it's not great for on plan for those who want to lose weight, right? But I got given the most best raw Manuka honey from my children for Christmas. It was in my stocking and it has like incredible amounts of pollen in every serving. So I'm like, hey, I'm using this up. Normally I'm just a stevia gal just because it's simple and easy to just.
Yeah, and you don't need to lose weight, but you're a stevia gal.
But I don't want to spike my blood sugar either. So, but no, I just tweak my emails, keep a little bit of carb back, 1.5 pieces of sprouted toast instead of 2. And then I take that teaspoon of honey and spread it over both pieces. And I'm on plan with E.
Yeah.
You know, I have my cottage cheese on top too, and it's so delicious with my protein. But so. It's like you can tweak it for yourself.
Absolutely. So all this nitpicking, it's all personal opinion.
Yeah.
And it's no, actually, there's not a lot of black and white. There's not a lot of black and white, hard and fast rules.
Yeah.
There's guidelines and then you make it work for yourself.
So let's talk about the date thing. Yeah. On a whole, we did the simple newbie beginner phonics rule. Yeah. Let's stay away from dried fruit because, you know, if people just snacking on trail mix all day long, it's tough. All the water has been dehydrated out of the fruit. It's just concentrated fruit, right? But hey, sometimes I love those epic bars. They're like, Pearl hates them.
I don't like
them. They're like a jerky meat. Like protein.
Sorry to the Epic Bar people. You're awesome.
I love them.
It's just my mindset because I'm not a jerky person. But they have
currants and raisins and things like that to make. Not that I like sweet meat, but in the bars, it's just delicious to me.
Did you have something to say, Danny?
No, I was just.
We forgot about you because you're sort of
But the point being is there's dried fruit in those bars.
Yeah.
But the numbers are still cool.
Yeah, so you're okay with
plants. So sometimes I use the numbers to fudge.
And the fact is I'll sometimes have like raisins. Occasionally, and I'm not going to die. I'm not going to get off plan.
No,
I choose to have that as my e-fuel.
You're mature in the plan.
Yeah,
and you know,
and I'm not going to pile lots and lots of other carbs in there because I've got some raisins.
You know why you're fudging with the rules,
and
you know how to do it intelligently.
Did you say meat bar?
Oh yeah,
Danny, you haven't. You don't know about these. You would love them, and they would rock your world.
Like it comes out of a package, and it's meat.
It's like jerky.
Oh, like a dried meat.
Yeah, it's dried.
Isn't it more moist though, Serene?
But this is kind of moist. It's almost like, I don't know, if you're from English descent, Leslie, it's kind of like those currant pies, you know, sweet. Yeah, like a mince pie, but not the Australian version of mince pie, but it's got just a natural little.
I'm picturing a fig Newton.
Currants and spice.
Oh, fig no.
No, you don't picture that. That was just
wrong.
A wrong thought.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
All right, next question. What relationship does sugar and, conversely, the THM lifestyle have with PCOS and fertility? Julie wants to know.
Huge, but I'll let Pearl go first because she had a daughter who actually had personal issues with PCOS, so you're more informed.
Well,
on PCOS.
Yeah, those with PCOS, PCOS can be a genetic trait, but it can be bought on too by sort of a lifestyle of high sugar. So when you have PCOS and consequently fertility issues because it suppresses your normal ovarian function, you can get cysts on your ovaries and then your hormones start, you know, playing up. Sugar raises your insulin and consequently when your insulin is raised, it has a massive impact on your sex hormones. And so eating a lifestyle of high carbs and high sugars just greatly affects your insulin. Insulin also packs weight on you. So it's like the worst. What's the top number one thing you could possibly do wrong if you have PCOS? Eat sugar.
Yeah. And even if you don't have PCOS, we always tell, you know, young young teens that come to us and say, you know what, I'm just starting to be kind of irregular in my cycles and blah, blah, blah. We're like, first thing, control your blood sugar. Sugar, 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 sugar. That's the biggest thing to control your sex hormones. It's getting that blood sugar in
Blood sugar check. In line has the hugest impact on your whole hormonal interplay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is the number one hugest impact. So if you want to go get your hormones tested and all that, maybe having issues, first of all, balance your blood sugar with protein, get rid of the sugar and all that. Infertility, hugely affected by a high sugar lifestyle. And then even pregnancy is massively impacted by a high sugar lifestyle, with study after study showing high sugar can cause oftentimes miscarriage. We know there's many reasons for miscarriage, but high sugar is a reason for it.
It also affects the brain cells of the
baby.
It does,
and you know there's much higher risk of deformities and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's why. I guess we can take another question, Danny. Where are we at? 25 minutes.
Yeah.
That ain't 25 minutes of question answering. That's like 15 minutes of junk to begin with.
That's true.
Well, we had some good stuff at first, and then I derailed us with male negativity.
That's true. Again.
Again, yeah.
He was actually all kind of like all ball of energy at the beginning, but he you're a feeler, Jenny. You're sensitive, Danny. I feel like he became sensitive to your
You know what it was?
Morning, you know,
mm-hmm. Yes. But then behaved like a male, and instead of being emotional, became angry.
Maybe that. I think that was probably it.
That's what it was.
Men. And this is not true for all men, but I know my husband and I see my sons. You know, I'm a crier. I feel sadness a lot, like as my first instinct, like cry. Mm-hmm. But I notice with my husbands and sons that their first instinct, if something goes wrong, even if it's sad or whatever, it's mad.
No, it's
the mad.
Mad
comes on.
No, my wife will say, "Why are you mad?" And I'm like, "I'm not mad." And she's like, "You're clearly mad." And then I'm like, "Well, I guess I'm frustrated that," and then I'll say some sad thing. She's like, "That's called sad." And I'm like, "I'm not sad. I have no recollection of ever being sad, in fact."
Yeah. So sometimes the male sad comes out with a
male M in front of the ad.
True.
And making it mad.
Male mad.
Good.
All right. Natasha. Natasha.
Are you sure it's not Natasha? How do you know?
It could be.
How do you say Natasha here in America?
Could be Natasha.
Natasha, you don't say Natasha? Because in Australia, where we grew up, there was a lot of Natashas at our school.
Yeah, Natasha.
We have nary one Natasha. So Natasha says, "What does a typical day of eating look like for you both? What's on your menu?"
We've answered this before, Natasha.
I know, but it's
Natasha,
It's a fresh party and lots of new listeners.
Yes.
So.
Natasha.
You really want to hear it?
Yeah.
Because we're like, I'm an oddball, you know.
Shereen's odd.
Pearl, you go first. So you just put a bit of normality into the party here.
Okay, well, I'm pretty simple usually. I will start out, if it's not an e-breakfast of like my big bowl oatmeal and the new Trim Healthy table book or Trim Healthy pancakes. Those are my two staple E's. Mm-hmm. If it's not those, I'm an egg girl.
Yeah.
I'm a serious egg girl in the morning. I love my eggs. I love them fried.
Bless the chickens.
Yes, I love them fried. I love omelets. This morning though, Sereen,
I did
something that was so amazing. And it's sort of like your om cake.
Ooh.
But it was so easy. I had half a zucchini there, grated it into a bowl.
Oh.
Put one egg in about half a cup of egg whites, salt and pepper. And I just put it, you know, in my pan, fried it up, flipped it, nutritional yeast. And it was like this big, thick deliciousness. I topped it with some coconut oil and nutritional yeast. And
yum.
It took like 5 minutes to make, and it was divine. I had it with coffee and cream.
Oh, yum.
I'm going to write that as a recipe because I said to myself, this is so quick, so easy. It had my veggies in it, had my protein, and I loved it.
And it was huge and not too heavy.
No.
It wasn't like three eggs plus bacon plus a piece of sausage.
It was a very slimming meal.
Yeah.
But, okay, and then for lunch, this is what I do. I'm either a salad girl, salad and salmon, and I love my cottage Waldorf salad for lunch, which is a goodie with the apple in there. Or I'll have a salad with like whatever meat that I cooked is in the fridge, or a salmon. Mm. I'll quickly do that up. Sometimes a sandwich on a sprouted grain bread.
Yeah.
Or the WWBB bread. And basically that's really my lunch. Very easy. Yeah. Three things to choose from.
Does WWBB stand for something?
Yeah, wonderful white blend of bread. And if you'd read the latest Trim Healthy Table book, you'd know that.
Dang it.
If you went on the fan page actually really super liked it, you'd probably know too, Danny.
I just don't get the updates because Facebook
It's because you don't go
terrible.
On it enough.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know. But anyway, and that's my lunchies. Afternoon snack. I love if I've got any dessert in the house. I love it for my afternoon snack.
Yes.
I love it with a cup of coffee or decaf or something or tea, like a cake, Trim Healthy cake or a muffin. Yeah, that rocks my world. Or I have some fruit and like a little bit of protein. Dinner, you know, my husband is like the type that I would love to do more soups. I'm a soup lover, but when he's away or gone or takes the kids to basketball, that's when I have my soup at dinner. But he doesn't like soup for dinner, so I'm doing the casseroles from the books, or I'm just basically meat and veg, and usually it's an S, sometimes an E, but usually just like a meat and a veg, and he likes dessert afterwards. Yeah. I don't usually have dessert after supper sometimes, but that's it. It's very basic.
That was awesome, Pearl. That was awesome. Mine's basic. It's just quirky, odd basic.
Go with your quirkiness.
Well, you know, I try to do E's for breakfast occasionally.
Of course, I hope I'm about to hear crossovers right now since you're pregnant.
Yes, but normally I end up having my carbs for lunch because I am such a fat girl for morning. I really love
your fats.
Yeah, I love really.
And right now you're
deep-ass fats for breakfast.
You need to have crossovers because you're very pregnant and you don't gain weight in your pregnancy easily.
You are very pregnant.
But let me just tell you, besides from all the lectures, let me just tell you what comes naturally for me to eat in the morning. I love to get my children to run out to the garden fresh and pick me huge bouquets of either kale or spinach.
Bouquets. Of course.
I just quickly like chop
Can
it up.
Can you put your face down?
Thank you.
You're looking like she. Did you see her looking at the roof?
Yeah, and the minute she said run to the garden, Pearl and I locked eyes and knew and were like in unison, bouquets.
and then I just chop it up and just saute it in a little bit of water, not even oil. And it just like it just gets wilted and lovely. And then I just throw over my 2 eggs with a bunch of like miso and flavors and everything and just scramble it up and it's like non-starchy protein heaven. And then I pour extra virgin coconut oil on it and then like chipotle powder.
It's like your big old egg scram in the book, right?
Yes, it is, and it's so delicious. So I have that, or if I'm in a rush in the morning, I have my, you know, double fermented kefir, my yuck yum. I have a yuck yum,
and I do those when I come to the potty, everybody. Yeah,
and then if I feel like an E for lunch, I'll have my sprouted artisan sourdough toast that we make at home, and it's delicious. And I'll have either tuna on it, or cottage cheese on it, or egg whites on it if it's an E, or if I'm trying to cross over because I'm pregnant and needing to, I'll do just a more of a yummy fattier protein option. But I do sweet potatoes.
Mm.
I love sweet potatoes, and don't get freaked out. I love sardines on my sweet potatoes with red palm oil for a crossover for African style. It's delicious.
Mm.
But if I'm trying to be light and do an E, I do tuna. I love that. With Pearl's way, with the apple cider vinegar and like a tangy tuna.
Yes.
On the sweet potato. It's like the tang with the sweet. It's almost sweet
I love
and sour.
To cut up cucumbers real small, put them with apple cider vinegar and shove them inside the sweet potato with the tuna.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And then put lots of seasonings.
Oh, so divine and delicious. Okay, but if I don't do an E for lunch or a crossover, if I haven't had my yuck yum, I will do my yuck. I have a yuck yum every day. So it's not for breakfast, it will be for lunch. Yeah, well, when I was writing the book with you, oh my goodness, I just lived on that. And when I was at the hospital with Arden, I just lived on that. Anyway, Then in the afternoon, see, I'm not an afternoon snack person. I'm an afternoon meal person because 3 hours or 4 hours after my lunch, it's not always three, sometimes it's four, it's not enough to have just a hot drink and a little snack, because then it will be 6 hours without proper meal for me to go from lunch till dinner. That's too much for me.
And this is a really good way of how Serena and I do our THM differently. We have talked about this so often between ourselves. Yeah. I do snacks. She never does a snack. She does like meals.
Yeah, so I have 4, definitely 4, sometimes a fifth smaller one, meals every day. Like they're not snacks. Like so say I had lunch at 12, say at 3:30 or 4, I will have another meal. Yeah, like
yeah, that's so odd to me.
Like I will heat up some leftover trimmy bisque,
and then a night meal after that.
Yeah, but it's
her night meals aren't big.
See, okay. That's the thing.
I love a big night meal. She doesn't.
I don't love big. I just love till satisfied, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'll have like, and then always in the evening, my family has huge trimmy bisques, and they have raw milk and blah,
for those
blah, blah,
who don't
blah,
know
blah.
What a trimmy bisque is, these are Serene's big pots of soups that she always has in her fridge, yeah. And they're in our Trim Healthy Table book.
And my family just loves soups, and they have it with artisan toast, with slathered with butter and raw milk and all that cheese grated on top. And I just have it with a little sheep's cheese or whatever. If I'm trying to do an E, because some of them are FP, then I'll add some brown rice to it or some quinoa or whatever. But I really just keep it so simple like that. But I don't know if anyone else is like me, Danny. I don't know. But if I haven't eaten for 3 full hours and I just go for like one half of a little, you know, like skinny chocolate.
Well, I'm not saying
no, but
that,
like, you know, like a bar skinny chocolate where you can put it in bar form, you know, if you just go for like.
Yeah, I could totally do that as a snack.
No,
yeah.
That's just not enough for me. I'm either nursing or pregnant and I'm ready for a meal and I'll just be hangry and won't be able to focus in the afternoon.
Where's Sam at on dinners? Is he like wants a big meat and two dinner?
No, or? I tried to be a pearl after the book came out and I was so like in awe and wonder at her like casserole queenness, you know. And all the stuff, I'm like, I'm going to be a pearl for a while. And I wrote this whole new menu on my wall with blackboard and chalk and everything. It was
You were making my casseroles for
every
Sam.
Night. And I kept it up for like a month. Just wasn't me. I love them and it was great. But I just.
Now you're back to your trimmy bisque. And you're blessed. Sam loves soups.
He loves soup. My family loves soups.
Do you like soups, Danny?
Oh, I love soups.
But trimmy bisques aren't soups. They're hearty. They're very.
They are soups, but they're very thick and creamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I love brothy soups too.
But some of them are brothy.
Yeah.
They're not always creamy, but they're not.
Serene, I'm not dissing them. Soup. I love your trimmy bisques. Danny. Are you at the stage on your man plan where you're willing to share what you have on a day?
Or will you get fired due to
No, I'm good. You're
going to
like
it. Before Danny goes ahead and slightly gets fired or definitely gets fired, whatever, I do want to say I do make every few weeks either those magic skinny chocolate nuts, you know, or I make what do we call it in the book? I wish we called them yak yum bars, but they're the superfood berry
bars. They were the chocolate berry super bars.
Oh.
You're a bar person.
Yeah, I make those all the time. They're in the freezer or the fridge. And I always have some form of superfood snack too.
And I will say this goes back to our first question. How do you eat dessert? Serene does eat dessert, but she'll have it as part of her afternoon snack meal or something.
Yeah. So sometimes like, instead of that yuck yum, like that afternoon meal,
yeah,
that might be more of a like.
The bar, the homemade bar, the hub, or the,
yes,
the nuts with and a, the
with
chocolate.
A, with a heavier trimmy.
I'm detecting a bohemian thing. A bohemian style.
I was very, yeah. From everything's eaten with chopsticks and, you know.
Serene's just odd, but that's okay. She's the rebel. Yeah.
But, you know, I detect that because my wife, I feel, has a very bohemian style.
Yeah.
You know.
Lisa does, yeah.
She, so it's like when the food comes, it's bohemian, what I would call bohemian, kind of like what you just described.
Yeah.
Just this and that here and there. There's some standards we go to. We're big on assemblies of nuts and raisins and such, you know, and
tell us your day, Danny.
Yeah, so breakfast, of course, is either going to be eggs over toast.
Yes. Good crossover, Danny.
What's in my hand right now, which is a Trim Healthy chocolate kefir shake.
Oh, good hired. On you, mate. Hired.
Rehired. I would say chocolate milkshake, but it's not milk in there. It's kefir.
Yes, you're hired, mate.
And so I'll either have this in the morning, the chocolate kefir shake with
we
the
knew
Trim Healthy.
We saw something in him, right? Some kind of like
some
Danny was a
some
diamond
glimmer.
In the rough and
some
he's shining now.
and of course, it's the chocolate whey protein from Trim Healthy Mama. And
that didn't this new this smoothie that you make, and it's a man plan. You did a video on it that I'm going to share soon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's changed your world, right? Because you're finally getting protein in the morning, like a good boy.
Like a good boy. Yeah, yeah. And that for me helps me achieve my goals, which are not having nausea and not having that crashed out blood sugar drop.
Yeah, because you would go all day not eating properly, not doing your protein in the morning, and then like make stupid man choices, right?
Yeah, and I think I've actually, which hate me later, but one of my goals was to gain weight.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I've done that.
What healthily though? What if you could, Danny?
Yeah.
If you could? But you're doing it in not a non-flabby way. You're doing it in a muscle man way because the protein.
Way, yeah, and I'm also, of course, doing push-ups and such. Yeah. You know. Yeah. So it's either the chocolate shake or the.
Isn't it great? Two choices for a man. You're not overwhelmed by a million things. Simple. You got two good things.
But that's kind of me too. Two choices. I don't like a lot of options.
Anyway, if I have the time, I'll throw down on some. There's a local guy that does bacon, and I'll make bacon and then make scrambled eggs. And usually that's for the whole family on a Saturday.
That's nice, Danny.
Yeah,
and the papa makes that for the fam.
Oh yeah, that's a special thing, you know.
So hired. You're hired for like, I don't know, 4 weeks worth in a row. I'd say we can't fire you for that.
Yeah,
for that,
but look, my wife's special non-firing privileges for four weeks.
My wife's been in there with the same job day in and day out for 12 years. You know, and so
eight weeks without firing. But that's the limit.
I just put myself in her shoes because I mean, when you think about it, like my personality too, I need constant change. Yeah. This podcast is perfect for me because we talk about something different every time, you know, so I can appreciate the discipline it takes for someone like my wife to just clock in and day out with the same jobs over and over.
So you never know who you're going to wake up to though, of being a stay at home mom. You never know what your children are going to be. Astronauts, ballerinas, brats. Brilliant.
Brats are brilliant. Oh, that's good. That's a podcast right there. Are you raising brats or brilliance?
Hey, go to lunch because we need to get... Oh, we're at 40 minutes,
yeah,
Dan.
We're banging. All right, so you want
to
just...
No, all
we
be fired.
We can't have any more questions. We'll do this another time. But you can finish your lunch and dinner if you do it in 30 seconds.
Well, dinner's whatever my wife makes. And I wanted to add that if I'm not having eggs over toast... It's the milkshake, and if it's not the milkshake, it's eggs over toast in the morning. And then the other one will be lunch. You see what I mean? So if it's eggs over toast, it's chocolate milkshake for lunch.
That's like me.
And if it's chocolate milkshake for
lunch,
it's eggs over toast. I'm sorry, if it's chocolate milkshake for breakfast, it's eggs over toast for lunch.
That's such good man plans.
Because I just can't deal with having to figure stuff. I'm always on the go.
Your 17 men are loving you right now for that.
Yeah.
I think you just made their world so very simple.
Yeah, they should keep it simple. Because if you're trying to think about what to do, you're not going to do it. You're going to eat cereal.
I know, overthinking can be so complicated. And I hope if you started here with us today, you kept going to the end because Danny just simplified everything.
He didn't do dinner.
He said whatever his wife makes.
Oh, whatever the wife makes. Well, that's the best.
And she at least is a good, healthy cook.
And I never know what it is because she's bohemian.
Yeah.
And so it's an assembly of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always a meal, but it's like she just invents it every time.
I love it.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Hey, let's talk about flavored whey.
I can't keep it in my house.
Yeah, because your children are using... My children too.
I want to say it's crack to them. Pearl said that's not holy.
It's not right. Nice to use the word crack on
it's a modern term for it's addictive and wonderful. You know my children aren't on drugs, Pearl.
I know. Okay, so we got strawberry. It took us so long to get these out. People were asking, can you put some flavor in your whey? Like forever. And we have strawberry and chocolate. They rock. They're so delicious.
Because we would work with the flavor artistry company.
Yes.
And we'd be like, nah.
That tastes fake.
Because
that tastes like a diet milkshake. No.
Yeah, it always tastes like there's like a bitter edge with like synthetic vitamin taste, right? The key was in the end, we had to stick a bit of our mineral salt into it.
Yes.
Do you know that? To balance out the sweet and give it that full rounded flavor profile.
I actually never knew why the salt was there.
Yes.
Oh, that's why. It changes everything. Wow. So which one are you liking? Because you said you were like downing this flavored whey.
Oh, no. The chocolate whey is like childhood chocolate milk.
And the strawberry whey is amazing too. And the smell of it, I could just sniff it from the bag.
No, but this is the thing. Like if you're a chocolate milk lover, and I am, it just makes your life so easy. Because just like one glass of almond milk. Or hey, if you like you and you have a high metabolism or growing children, you could do real milk.
Whole milk. My children do it with whole milk.
I personally do coconut milk.
Yeah, coconut milk is great. And then I do half a scoop and it's about the right sweetness
for me. You know why Pearl loves chocolate milk? And she can do it the right way now with our chocolate whey in unsweetened almond milk. Because when I was little, I'm taller than her, as you can see, and I have a larger face and I'm just a little bit Shrek-y around her, right?
I would never
you
have
are not so Shrek-y.
When I was little, I had an issue with being younger and bigger, so I used to try and feed her up chocolate milk.
So I would be bigger than her.
You were trying to sabotage her face.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that you are tired after a hard day of homework. Would you like me to make you a chocolate milk? I always offer chocolate milk on tap.
And I was really always got making a chocolate.
I'm sorry, I'm too busy distracted. I'm measuring your faces.
Yeah, it's longer and
she
bigger.
She won't put her face next to mine in the mirror because
just look at the book, people. My face looks like it's five of pearls.
It doesn't. I don't see it.
But anyway, okay, so what were we saying? We were talking about, oh,
I've come to Jesus about it, though. I feel settled about it, though.
Okay.
Here's what you do. Like any meal, like an e-meal, like an energizing meal where you're including carbs and not having a bunch of fat, I find that I can still be a tad hungry. Like you don't feel satisfied sometimes. Like you're like, oh, I still want to eat.
You want your pacifier.
Yeah, but when I include the chocolate milk, I'm done. I'm like, oh, someone just put me to bed and wrapped me. I'm in a blankie and
satisfying.
I'm good.
And put the passy in your mouth. Sure. You've got to say yes to my thought. It was a good thought.
It's not a good analogy.
Hey, for me, it's an easy like a man thing. Like I don't want to cook and prepare and do stuff, but I want to fly out the door. I just throw down that chocolate whey into some coconut milk.
And do you know what it is? Yeah. That's good, Danny.
My teenage boys like it too.
That's the reason why I like it, yeah, for my children, because sometimes I'm like, where is your protein in that crazy meal? Mm. Okay, quick, grab some whey. That's what I do.
It's the ease. Trim nothing, mama, my way. And then I'll be
trim nothing, mama, to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.